You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to A1R Psychic Radio and Understanding Spirit. I'm your host, Mary. If you're new to the show, Happy New Year. I hope you're all having a great break. It's a very, very hot day here, so I hope I'm not going to start perspiring profusely. It's what we call a scorcher here in Australia, so there's a bit of Aussie slang for you. As usual, I will continue to go into the three-card pull. Spirit keep pushing for me to do this, so we will make them happy. And I just want you to take a moment to see whether you feel drawn to card one, two, or three. If you feel like you're drawn to card one, the card that I have for you is this one here. It's called Prosperity, and it does have some writing here. It says abundance and success. When I'm holding this card, I feel like I want to say to you that your prosperity comes from things that you love doing. Spirit is saying, you know, do something you love and never work a day in your life. That, you know, cliche, but I feel like for you it's very true. I do feel you have a purpose-driven life. I do feel like you have fulfillments that you need to pursue, things that you really want to do. I feel like you can draw from yourself for your own inspiration. However, I am also seeing like a stumbling block ahead of you. This is you limiting yourself, negative thoughts, that you can create your own stumbling blocks, you know, in your life. On this card, it is paved in gold. So whether, you know, this has to do with your finances, with work, but it's whatever we value. It can be a relationship. It can be with your family. All right. So it is whatever you value. All right. If you have been drawn to card two, it's this one here, where it has Archangel Fanuel. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. Okay, and it's got written here, hope, optimism, and new beginnings. I do feel with this card that you need to kind of like honor your journey. I feel like you're on a unique journey. I feel you need to accept that journey, sit in gratitude for that. There's a lot of growth here for you. Spirit, like, just spread your wings and just fly. You know, confidence is what you need right now. That's going to lead to freedom and growth and self-development. And I feel like you may have been like a big rock in the past where you've been stuck, but there's kind of like it's starting to shift and there needs to be, or there has to be some movement, but don't resist it, all right? If you've been drawn to card three, it's this one here. Okay, it's got letting go of urgency, all right? And it's got written here, surrender, freedom, from time restraints. I feel like here that there is a need to let go of things and also practice some acceptance, whether it's acceptance for yourself, you know, but there is some surrendering, forgiveness here that I'm getting to acquire some inner peace. I'm also being told to tell you that You're quite resilient, find your inner strength here, and perseverance is key. There's growth here around you. Just hang in there. You don't always have to run. Sometimes taking a step back or just pausing for a bit can be your best friend, or handing over a situation to somebody else for some guidance can be your best friend. Okay. I'll get to my caller now. Karen, are you there?
I am here.
Hello, you're from New South Wales.
I am.
Yes, welcome to the show. How can I help you today?
Thank you. Well, I'm just excited to hear anything that you'd like to tell me. I guess maybe love and health would always be a good thing to hear about.
Okay. All right. Look, as you're talking to me, I do feel like there is some anxiety around you. I do feel like you need to sort of like kind of take a break, sort of release yourself from a bit of stress at the moment. I do feel there's like there in some areas of your life, there could be like a bit of a mental overload. Spirit are like, find some balance, you know, like get some balance in your life and create a calmer sort of atmosphere for yourself. Does that make sense for you?
That makes sense, yes.
Okay. I do feel I get some enthusiasm around you coming. I feel like you're going to get some good news regarding like something you want. I feel like there's big changes, big opportunities coming your way. I'm seeing like the Knight of Swords in my third eye, where it's just pushing forward, you know, and it's like kind of just jump in. And I'm also, I'm seeing victory sort of like around you. I'm seeing success. There's also some, I'm also seeing the Justice card, you know, here. So if, and Spirit is saying you receive what you get. So I don't know if somebody's going to get a little bit of karma around them, but for anything they might have done to you. But I'm seeing success around you. I'm seeing you celebrating. I'm seeing you achieve things. Are you working?
Yes.
Yeah. And this can lend itself to work as well. Does that make sense for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because yep. I'm also seeing that potentially there was some criticism at work. So I don't know if it's like a bit of gossip or innuendos around you, but I feel like you'll be moving forward and moving away from that. In terms of relationship, have you had to make sort of like sacrifices within your relationship? And I feel like you're all in, but I feel like sometimes I feel like your intuition is strong, but I feel like you don't always go with that within your relationship. Does that make sense for you?
Well, I'm single. I don't have a relationship, so.
Okay. All right. Was that, what about in your past relationship? Because it's coming up for you now.
I'm not 100% sure.
All right. Well, keep it in mind, and just see how it plays out, even in the next relationship. Because I am being shown like the Devil card as well in my third eye. And with that, that can be addictions, depressions, you know, some controlling, somebody that is controlling. This is definitely for relationships. So if it wasn't like that in the past, Spirit could be bringing it up as a warning for the next person that you meet. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me just see what else. Is there somebody around you that is pregnant?
Someone that is pregnant? Not that I know of.
Okay, that's okay. I'm just seeing a woman that's pregnant, all right, and she's not placing herself where I normally see a spirit. Do you know anyone that, I mean, this is quite unique. Not everyone will know this, kind of know somebody like this, but do you know somebody who passed when they were pregnant or were trying to get pregnant when they passed?
No, not that I can recall, no.
That's okay. It could be somebody that you know that knows somebody like that. That's okay if you don't know them. Yeah, because they're just sitting there in spirit, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. They're also saying to me to be careful of what you're seeing when somebody, when you're meeting somebody, and seeing things that maybe not there. So if you've got, if you're hanging on to any sort of like hurt from the past, from a previous relationship, don't go looking for it in somebody else. You know, just let that person be themselves. All right? Just got a card fly out for you. It's also, this card is the Page of Swords. So it's very much like not looking back on the past as well. So Spirit have flicked that out. Yeah. And it's take your time before you act on the next person that you meet. Okay, there's a lot of warnings coming out around that. Spirit are definitely pushing that as something that you need to trust your intuition. Don't be like have an innocent mindset around this. So, and you know, there could be some deception, or you know, maybe this person is not completely honest. So, you know, Spirit are like, just go slow, trust your instincts, all right? Because I feel like they might have like 1 foot in. I see you fully in, and they might have like 1 foot back, you know, where they're not completely in, all right, or wanting to even like make a commitment, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Also getting for you to be careful for any opportunities that you've been working for that could present themselves. There is Spirit just keep talking about success for you. I'm also got a young man who has stepped in from Spirit. Do you know anyone who loved to ride motorbikes or are like watching stuff like that? Could have even been like a dirt bike, something like that. He's got sort of brown hair and he's showing me that he's got blue eyes. Do you know anyone like that?
Nothing that's jumping out at me.
That's okay. It's hard sometimes, but it could even be somebody that you know and that person is related to them. Also, Spirit are giving me, have you got any spirit in your house? Because I feel like you need a house clearing as well. All right, so keep that in mind.
Yesterday. How funny.
Yeah, well, you might need to, you know, get some sage, clear it out. If you can't move it yourself, get somebody to do that for you.